Vermont is in a drought, and the Upper Valley area is seeing some of the worst of it, from heightened wildfire risk to dried up wells. The drought is also impacting another very water-intensive process, farming. And farmers in the Upper Valley are wondering, will their water be enough to last them through the winter? Vermont Public's Sabine Pooks talked to some of those farmers and has this story.
Twice a day, every day, dairy farmer Tim Roberge makes the journey to the end of his long driveway in Chelsea to fetch water for his 60 milking cows. He puts a massive water tank on a trailer hitched to his tractor.
That's 1,100 gallons.
And drives it to the edge of a steep embankment.
You can try to come down. You may end up going for a slide, but...
He then proceeds to carefully scurry down that embankment.
I don't really want to go down either, so...
Where a big blue hose will send water from a small spring at the bottom of the hill up and into the tank.
Sit down there and wait and wait and wait and wait. All right, we can head back.
Then he drives back to the milking barn to fill up his cow's water buckets. Later today, he'll do this all over again.
That's my life, twice a day. Hauling it up, hooking it up.
This became Roberge's new life after almost all of the springs he usually gets water from dried up from the drought. Orange County, where Roberge lives, is in what the U.S. Drought Monitor calls extreme drought. It recorded the driest August in 130 years, and things are only getting worse. The state of Vermont just requested a statewide disaster declaration that's meant to help with some of the burden on farmers. The drought has made it harder for some dairy farmers to cut enough hay to feed their cows, and for vegetable farmers to keep their plants from getting parched. And for pretty much everyone, including Tim Roberge, it's meant more time and more money spent on damage control.
I will probably haul water till Thanksgiving, till it's just too cold to do it, unless we get some obscene amount of rain.
It was hardly an obscene amount, but the Upper Valley did miraculously get a few inches of rain as September rolled to a close.
I'm so happy.
You're so happy?
I am. This just makes me, it's a step in the right direction.
When I visit him in Chelsea, there's a light but steady thrum of it. Enough to excite his farmer friends on Facebook, but not enough to be the difference they were hoping for.
I'm not out of the woods yet. We're not out of the woods yet.
Over in neighboring Windsor County, farmer Nora Lake is out of water, too.
We've been telling all our CSA members to do their rain dances.
What does a rain dance entail?
Oh, it's a secret.
Lake runs Sweetland Farm in Norwich. Their bread and butter is a 375-family CSA. And this summer, all four of their irrigation ponds dried up. So they pulled a lot of plants early.
Our ponds were completely empty by the time mid-September rolled around. Although it will be interesting to see. I have not looked in them since last night's rain.
Yeah.
Lake and I walk over to one of the ponds to see how it looks after a few days of rain.
This would get us through about 3 waterings.
There's a shallow pool of murky water.
We do have at least a few more weeks of growing season. So depending on what the rain does, it's really nice to know that we have a little bit of money in the bank here in this pond.
Money in the bank is a fitting phrase because it's going to take a lot of that to build another irrigation pond, which Lake is planning to do to help with next year. Because next year could be really dry. It also could be really wet, like the 2 seasons before it. Lake says the more extreme weather that's caused by climate change is hard to plan for.
How much does this sort of thing keep you up at night?
You know, there's always something that keeps you up at night as a farmer. I always say that when I started farming, I was kept up at night by worries that the animals were breaking out of their paddocks. And then once we'd kind of figured out the paddocks, I started having stress dreams about not growing enough vegetables for our sharers. So if the stress dreams have shifted to how to mitigate climate change, it's just one more on the list, I guess.
For now, she'll keep doing her rain dance. For Vermont Public, I'm Sabine Pooks.